What you got to do. Talent fee. All right, let's go to the Revolution Hotline. Fire that open. It's time to go to Oaklawn. Pull the Masters update too for us here in a second. Right. But let's go to Oaklawn, talk to Jeff Money Taylor, who's just down the road a piece from us here at Tedder Outdoor Power. Money, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, Justin.
What a spectacular final weekend on tap at Oaklawn Park, my friend. It does not get any better than this.
It certainly does, and it's what it's all about. I mean, you couldn't, if you sat down in February or January when you know, you're thinking about opening day and snow's flying outside, but if you just wanted the absolute ideal day, this would have to be it. Perfect beer drinking weather, perfect horse betting weather, and they're responding. We'll have a terrific crowd on hand today, too. They have already coming in big time.
Perfect corned beef eating weather, too, but isn't it always?
Indeed.
This morning you may have heard Ricardo Santana Jr. on the show with No Name, and he picked himself up not one, not two, not three, not four, but five victories yesterday, LeBron James style. That was very impressive and a great finish to what has been a fantastic season for a young man with an unbelievable future ahead of him.
He's running 10 today, I think he said, and 12 tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yes. He's 19. You know, it's not like you and I going out and playing some four rounds of golf, you know, and all day long.
But
he's a wonderful athlete, takes care of his body, and I mean, it's when you're 19 and on top of the world, that adrenal gland can carry you a long ways, and it's certainly doing a good job with him right now.
Well, let's talk about today's car. We actually have a couple of feature races today. The Instant Racing feature is a $75,000 purse for three-year-old fillies in the ninth, and the Apple Blossom Handicap, always one that we look towards. It's a grade one race, $500,000 purse, and some household names, I would say. It's a great field of horses assembled for this one, but we'll talk about that in just a second. Let's get into our early picks.
Okay, well, we're going to start things off with Mr. Santana. It's just hard to pick against him, Justin, whatever he's getting on right now. And he's on board number five, Union Colors, in the opener, lightly raced gelding. He's only been out one time, has Union Colors. He made the early lead before eventually fading a little bit down the lane. Stretches out to a route of ground today, and had this been a mile on the 16th, I probably would not have picked him, but at a mile, I think he can carry that speed that far, especially with Santana on board. Union Colors continues to train very well for his second career start, and at 6-1, just too good of a price to pass up. Number five, Union Colors in the opener. The second of magnificent betting race this early in the card. This is a highly class, high-class optional allowance here. And number one, Black Bear, didn't get past the inside with one hole here. He was certainly something special in his maiden win. Drew clear by six expanding lengths. He's going to have his hands full against this group this afternoon because there are some accomplished runners in here. But I think this colt is destined for bigger and better things than just allowance company, even against this good field. So we'll go with number one, Black Bear, for the repeat in the second race. Therefore, our double numbers are 5 and 1.
Isn't Let's there move a Black Bear song?
Yeah, Black
Bear.
That's Running Bear.
Oh, Black Bear, sweet Black Bear, round no, the stretch at Oaklawn Track.
That's Blackwater. Okay. And then I was thinking actually Running Bear. That's on.
And Black Oak, Running Bear.
Love a little white dove. No?
No, and then I was going to ask you, is Union Colors related to Union Rags?
No. Just I think they probably share some ancestry there. Maybe a grandsire or something. Union, fairly popular, I guess, in the naming of horses. A lot of people like to use them, but no relation.
Okay. All right, Big Baby, no connection there. Sorry, good try though.
All over it though.
He is.
It was
a nice
try.
All right,
it was a nice try. All right, now let's look at the Instant Racing. A great warm up for the Apple Blossom, 3-year-old fillies. Going the sprint distance of 6 furlongs, and that latter bit of information is crucial to my top selection. Number three, American Sugar. Justin, you remember this was a most impressive filly early in the year when she drew off and won the Dixie Belle here on opening weekend, I think by about 7 lengths. They tried her 2 turns in 2 subsequent races, the Martha Washington and the Grade 3 Honeybee, and she'd make that kind of middle move and hang up a little bit down the lane, and she just looks to me like to be a pure sprinter. This means that she's coming back to her best distance. She catches the field certainly no tougher than that Honeybee bunch that she faced when she ran third against last time out. Alex Berzer, another jock, having a terrific meet, has the return call to ride here for trainer Lynn Cleverett. And I think American Sugar, again, with the all-important move back to the sprint distance, gets back in the win column. She's a 3-horse in the ninth. And again, that's the prelude, if you will, to the Apple Blossom, the 10th on the program. Justin alluded to it. This really has stamped Oaklawn as one of their trademarks, the Apple Blossom and the Archy Derby, both very well known, not only here, but throughout the country. And this year's edition of the Apple Blossom, certainly not lacking in class. And I went to that class, number four, Summer Applause here. Nice 2 3/4 length in the top flight handicap up at Aqueduct Intertrack in early March. That's not the easiest place to go in and win. And she showed me something that day to win off by daylight. She returned to Pace or Palmetto's, her training center there, and has trained magnificently up to her start here. She was at Kentucky Oaks Billy last year, ran fourth in that one. Just now getting her feet back under her. This will be her third start of the year, and I think she makes it a winning one. That's number four, Summer Applause, in the Apple Blossom Stakes. Our long shot comes back in the third of the afternoon with number six, Fortune Afar. I think this horse takes a winning class drop from 15,000 down to 10 in claiming price today, and I think he runs a big one at 8-1. David Mello on board here, number six, Fortune Afar, our Buzz long shot play of the day, and that's in race three.
Man, good stuff. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. We've got Oaklawn Race Day live from the track. I will be there with Money and Rolly Hoyt. We look forward to being with you tomorrow at 11 o'clock, our final Oaklawn Race Day. So it is bittersweet. But yeah, a lot to get to tomorrow, certainly. The three-year-old picture clearing itself finally for the final push here with the Arkansas Derby on Saturday. Excited about it. And should be perfect weather, huge crowd, and as Jeff said, great eating and drinking weather, as it were.
Indeed, and a great undercard. We've got the Oaklawn Handicap, who joins the Arkansas Derby on the same card for the first time, so a little history there. But a lot to talk about, Justin, and a great race card tomorrow, no doubt.
Money, appreciate you, my man. Look forward to being with you tomorrow.
Jeff.
Talk to you in the morning.
All right, take care. That's Jeff Money Taylor.
Yeah, you do a good job.